I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
I have a math problem.
No.
For The Burt Show.
No, please, no.
Yes.
I specifically was a broadcast journalism major, so I never had to do math again.
This is an interesting math problem. It is going to make you think. I don't know if there's a right answer. I don't know if there's a wrong answer, but I would love to know your all's answers, all right?
Oh, I'm with a math problem we can't get wrong.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't get it wrong.
But you can't get it right either.
So here's the math problem, okay?
Okay.
You have a couple who are living together.
Mm-hmm.
Not telling you what the sex of the couple is should matter. But a couple that are in a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
they are significant others to each other, are living together. One of the people makes $180,000 a year. The other person makes $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Their rent is $3,000 per month. How much should each person contribute to the rent?
Oh, there is a right answer to this, and I know the right answer.
Okay.
You contribute an equitable amount. You contribute what is equitable to the amount that you make. So, for example, mm-hmm. you both got to make, you got to get to $3,000 at some point, but the person that makes $180,000 is going to contribute more because that's more equitable to their income level. And the person who makes $40,000 contributes less because that's all, you know, it makes it, you're not making this person completely broke. They are able to contribute what they're able to contribute, but it all has to equal $3,000 at some point, obviously.
Okay. So what do you think the 180,000 person should put forth the $3,000 and what should the 40,000 person put forth the $3,000?
I would say I feel like it would be about fair if the 140,000 person put at least 2,000 up and then the other put one.
Okay.
No.
So 1 to 2.
Hang on. Let me pull up my calculator. I have a formula for this.
Is it 140 or?
180.
180. So I think it's, I feel like it's 22%. Like I think the $40,000 person should put towards $680 towards the rent.
Now, does it change anything if you know what the sex is of the person that's pulling in the money?
No.
No.
Money's money. So, okay. So a person who makes $180,000 a year can theoretically afford $5,000 a month in housing. So I think it's fair that they would split that in half and contribute $2,500, and the person who makes $40,000 should contribute $500.
Fascinating. Because so I saw this on Reddit, and then I also saw a post on Instagram. And so it started going viral, and the comments were spouting off. So the boyfriend makes $180,000 a year. The girlfriend makes $40,000 a year, and their rent is $3,000. Now, he was the one who posed a question on Reddit as to what he thought or how they should split the rent. And a lot of people on there were going like, well, you should cover the rent and then she could cover things like groceries or pay a bill or something like that. And then people were like, no, that fluctuates. And especially with inflation right now, groceries are like stupid expensive. And so there was a lot of back and forth of people saying he should just go ahead and front it And then other people saying that they should split it evenly, like it doesn't matter. And it was just a very fascinating debate. And I thought a very fascinating math question to ask the Burr Show fam.
See, I wouldn't, if I were the guy who made the one, was it 180?
180. Uh-huh. He makes 180, she makes 40.
I wouldn't mind covering it if, like, now we got to look at, like you said, the groceries and the mm-hmm. things of that nature. So if you're going to take care of that, then I would just cover the entire thing. Or if we split it halfway, I would take care of everything else. So I guess it's just different ways you can do it.
The Burt Show.